All right, here we go at the top of the hour. I'm very excited that you're here attending this session at the MVP Virtual Conference. I've been going to quite a few sessions here, been kind of bouncing back and forth between some of the developer sessions and consumer sessions. I've been thoroughly enjoying them, so hopefully this session will be beneficial to you. We're going to be talking about Azure Mobile Services. It's also been renamed actually to Azure Mobile Apps. But whatever you call it, it boils down to a way for us to easily have a service in the cloud in Azure that we can talk to with our apps. And so it can be a mobile app, but it doesn't even have to be a mobile app. So namings aside, it's just an easy way for us to talk. So we'll get into that. And what we're going to be using as an example is actually creating a global leaderboard. We're going to actually use Unity 3D to have as a consumer of that leaderboard. So we're going to just display some high scores through there. So I'm Chad Carter. My moderator is Kevin Griffin. He's going to be taking a look at your answer or at your questions. He's going to be queuing them up. And at the end, we'll have a Q&A where he'll read some of those questions off to me. So if something, you know, hits you while we're going through here, by all means, throw it in the window there, and Kevin will queue them up for me when we get towards the end. All right. So just a little bit about me. I really enjoy teaching and training. So I have a couple of websites. One's devweb101.com. The other is devgame101. I have my own company, Global Cove Technologies, where I help companies actually save money is my goal. So trying to find ways that I can use technology to help them be more efficient in the things they're trying to accomplish. Sometimes that involves moving to Azure, or at least parts of their companies to Azure. Other times it's actually trading custom software. Sometimes just integrating systems together. A lot of times that's what it comes down to, is integrating systems. My personal blog's at chadcarter.net. Again, what we're going to be talking about here is leaderboards with, you know, Azure. And so it doesn't really fit into the dev web or dev game. It sort of kind of combines them both together. So if you're interested in game development, by all means, check out Dev Game 101. And I'm just now launching a new site. It's actually members.devgame101.com. And my Dev Web 101 just has some videos out there for folks just getting started in web development. You can also hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Coolness. And if you have questions as well, if we don't get through all the questions in the, at the end, my email address is chad at globalcove. So chad at globalcove.com. Feel free to hit me up on email as well. Again, I appreciate Kevin being a moderator for me. So let me see if I can get this thing to go away. So you can find more information about Kevin at kevgriffin.com. If you have any kind of ASP.NET needs around performance in particular, he's the man to go to for that. So I just appreciate my fellow ASP.NET MVP Kevin Griffin stepping in to help. Here's the agenda. We're going to be talking about Azure Mobile Services. We're going to be using REST to talk to those mobile services. So we're going to use them post and get and patch and delete. We're going to then be calling those services from within Unity 3D. So Unity 3D has a particular method that it uses to call these, but it doesn't really handle REST. So if you enter into Unity 3D and you want to talk to REST services in general, whether it's, you know, Azure mobile services or mobile apps or something else, you definitely want to stick around to see what you have to do to get Unity 3D to play nicely with calling out to REST. And finally, we'll just wrap up by looking at different permissions, and we will, you know, try to lock down the service a little bit. Okay, so with that, let me go ahead and get out of here, and we will get started with code. So I'm actually inside of the portal. This is actually the existing portal. I'm not in the preview mode. In order to get here, you just go to azure.microsoft.com. If you don't have an Azure account, you can go straight here to azuremicrosoft.com and say try for free. And Microsoft gives you $200 for your first month of trying Azure. And so that's fantastic. If you already logged in, I just simply clicked on this portal link, and that brought me up to my page here where I'm logged in. So I currently have a single mobile service. It's a global leaderboard I have out there. But we're going to recreate our own leaderboard. So I'm going to hit new here, hit compute, go to mobile service, and hit create. And I'm just going to call this, MVP leaderboard. And I'm going to create a free 20 megabyte SQL database. So Microsoft lets you have a free SQL database at this time. So I'm going to create a free 20 megabyte database. My backend for these mobile services can either be JavaScript or .NET. I'm not going to be messing with any of the backend, but it allows you to kind of intercept the messages that come through, and you can either write C# code or JavaScript code to kind of handle inserts and say, okay, when I get this data insert, I want to actually do some stuff with it first, or things of that nature. So that's what that backend refers to. And then we can also go ahead and configure advanced push settings during the setup process. Now, we're not going to be talking about push notifications at all in this talk, even though that's actually a really good portion or a good part of mobile services. There's a lot of information out there on the web, and I'll be more than happy to talk about push notifications. For those that don't know, what they allow you to do is send a notification down to a client. So, for example, if you're on a phone, on a mobile device, whether it's, you know, iOS, Android, or a Windows phone, you can send a push notification, and if you're on Windows Phone, you know, it can actually update the live tiles. It can, you know, send a notification if the user has enabled that across the board on any of the devices. So that's what push notifications do. In this scenario, if we're doing leaderboards, one good possibility for that would be sending a push notification when somebody had their high score beat by one of their friends, right? So if their friend beat their high score, then, you know, it might make sense to go ahead and send them a push notification to maybe entice them to go open up your game again and start playing them, okay? All right, so I'm actually going to pick an existing server I had. Obviously, I could go create a brand new server, and there's, you know, you just fill out the information for doing that. But I'm just going to log into the one I have. It's going to create my database. So it's actually been, sorry, that's one I had earlier. Let's see what we got here. Oh, that's fine. So it's actually going to go ahead and create this MVP leaderboard. Okay, so it's going to create that in the behind the scenes. While it's doing that, I want to talk about a tool I'm going to use. Actually, won't take it but a minute to create this thing. So it's going to create this, and it'll create a SQL database as well. You notice I have this global leaderboard DB down here, and it's going to create a free 20 meg database for me as well. So, but what I'm going to be using is this tool right here, and it's called Postman. The way you get Postman, is you go to getpostman.com. Go to getpostman.com, and it's actually like a Chrome extension that you can grab, and you can just launch it. I already have it, so I can launch it. But you can install it here, and then once you have it installed, you can just run it. Okay, so this allows me to go in here and put in a request. So if you're familiar with Fiddler or Fiddler 2, it's the same type of thing. This is a little more simplistic. It doesn't have as many features as Fiddler, and its main sole purpose is really to test web APIs. Or whatever. So I can come in here and like type in, you know, whatever, like bing.com, and I have a get and hit send, and it's going to go out to Bing, and it's like going to actually return all the HTML, you know, for Bing. So this is the Bing website that returned. Okay. So that's all this thing does. It goes out, talks to a site, and then gives you back data. If I wanted to do a post, I could hit post, and then in my raw data here, I could actually type in what it is I want to post. Or if I was doing form data, you know, I could type in, you know, whatever the form that we were trying to, you know, test with, right? But this tool lets you go and actually talk to the web. So this is what we're going to be using for a good portion of this demo. So let's go back here to Azure, and we'll see this is, okay, so this is still creating. It's almost done. Let's see. Well, usually it is well done by here. But that's okay. What I will do in the meantime is go ahead and talk about, okay. So error creating SQL database. How about that? That's okay. So we're going to do instead, since I couldn't create it, I already have one out here, right? So this is why you make one ahead of time, just in case. So I'm not sure why I couldn't create the SQL database. I did have the same name. It could be that, you know, it just got confused because I just deleted one. So just out of curiosity, MVP leaderboard live. How about that? We'll use the 20 meg east JavaScript next. All right, it already exists. So it says my free one already exists, even though it's not showing up here. That's fine. I'll just create a new one. And we'll only do this just for a second, just to see if we can get it, just to show you there's no magic behind the scenes here. Let's see, MVP leaderboard vconf. And east, next. I'm just going to reuse my global leaderboard and issue create, and create new data inside of there. All right, so why it's doing that, just because I'm not going to mess with it. Basically, I'm coming here to my data, and I'm create a new table. And so when it comes up, I'll actually create that table. But it just comes down to saying create table and passing in typing in a table name here and giving it default permissions. And if you want to enable soft delete or not. Soft delete basically adds another column in there. So if you actually do a delete, it doesn't actually delete your data. It just, basically makes the flag say, hey, I'm not available anymore. Okay. But I already have a high score data a table out here, so I'm not going to create that right this second. Let me just out of curiosity. All right, so still creating that. So what I'm going to do is, since I already have some data out here, I'm actually just going to delete high score data from here. So that way, even though I have my global leaderboard already set up, I don't actually have a table now. Okay. So assuming this thing got done, right, I would be at this stage right now where I'm at. So I'm going to go to data. I don't have any tables. So I'm going to say add table and I'm going to call it high score data. And I'm going to say, I don't want soft deletes on, and I'm going to let anybody talk to this that has the application key. And I'm going to hit okay. So that will take just a second to come back. And when it does, the next step I'm going to do is actually go in and create the columns. Okay. So now that it's done, I'm hit the arrow to get into it. And it says, hey, you don't have any data in here, which is totally fine. And I can go to my columns. And by default, it gives me an ID column, which is a string. And then these kind of internal columns, if you will, just created at, updated at, and version. And that'll help us know if, the last time the thing has been modified and if there's any kind of race conditions. Okay. So I'm going to hit add column. It's going to be a string. And I'm going to do this as all lowercase. I'm going to type in player name. Okay. So player name is in there. And sure enough, hey, we actually have MVP leaderboards done. High score data has been created. And now I've created this player name. Okay. I'm going to hit add column again. This time, instead of being a string, I'm going to have it as a number. So we can have the ability to add in strings, numbers, dates, or booleans. So I'm going to do a number, and I'm going to call this score. Okay. So that really is all there is to setting up your service. Now, I've never had an issue like that before. So the reason why I think I ran into an issue is because I had the exact same name, and I did the whole free database during the test, and by deleting it, I think I had some remnants of something left over there that I didn't like. Okay. So instead of using this MVP leaderboard, I'll just continue on using this global leaderboard I have. Okay. But we have our columns. We don't have any data, and our columns are set up with our player name, score, and of course ID was already there. Our permissions is anyone with an application key. So I can come in here and I could change this if I wanted to, to like everyone. Right. Now you hit save. And this is actually going to change the permissions now to say, well, anybody who has the URL could actually go and start inserting data and deleting data or updating data. So it's not something we want to keep. In fact, I'll be changing here in just a second. But I did want to show you how that works and how we're going to, without anything else, just be able to shove some data in there. Okay. So I'm going to go back to Postman. Well, actually, before I do that, let me go back to my dashboard here on my global leaderboard, And we'll see the URL that it has here is this global leaderboard Azure Mobile Net. So I can take that, copy that, go up here and paste it into my Postman. Okay, so global leaderboard azuremobile.net. And let's see, I need to go to tables. And then I call it a high score data. Undo a get, undo send, and it's going to go out and talk to Azure. Now, the first time it does this, it's going to take it a second to spin up everything in the web. It's pretty much behind the scenes to spin up a ASP.NET site. And then it's going to return a empty array. So there's not going to be any data out there. So it's going to return an empty array. So I'm going to clear this history while waiting on that. So basically, when I come out here and I take a look at my data, and we drill into the table, we see that we don't have any data inside of the table itself. And so, sure enough, when this thing came back, it came back with an empty array. It has no data. Okay. So I can come in here, though, and I say, well, I want to put in some data. So I can go to raw and type in something to the effect of, like, ID, right? Because we said we had an ID. And I said we had a player name. We'll do kid, why not? And then we had a score, right? So I'm just typing in JSON here, and kid's really smart, right? He's AI in a car, so he's pretty smart. Let's see, for an ID, I'm just going to, let's see. How about that, right? So that's gonna be kit. I'm doing a post into here. Hit send, single valid object is expected. So what am I doing wrong here? What is not valid about this JSON? ID 99 kits quote. All right, let me take a look. Hit refresh. Oh, let me add in my application JSON here and hit send. There we go. Sorry about that. That was another step I meant to put in there, and that'd be why. So we have to also tell it what our content type is and what we accept back. And so these are headers that we can put in. Okay, so my apologies on that little hiccup. But we have an accept. We're saying, hey, when we get data back, we're accepting application/JSON. We're accepting JSON data. And the data we're sending you, and that's really what I was complaining about, the data we're sending you is application JSON. So this is my JSON data. And when I call it, it returns back that same JSON object. Okay? So now if I turn around and go back to the portal and hit refresh, you'll see that now we have kits in here, and it has a score of 9999. Okay. So I can come back in here and change this to, like, you know, 555 in the front there. Just change the ID a little bit. Go ahead and add Michael. Poor Michael, he's not as smart as Kit, so he only gets 200 points. So he's in there. All we're in here, we're going to add in a few more. So, like, I don't know, 456. We'll add in about Bo Duke. Bo will get a score of 1,000. All right. And while we're here, might as well add in Luke, and Luke will maybe get 2,500. Oh, actually, so that gave me an error because I didn't change my ID, right? So I'm trying to do an insert, but it's like, hey, that ID already exists. Okay, so I do 876 here instead with a Luke, and now I actually get him in here. And then the last person I'll add, or alien, will be Alf, right? And I'm gonna put him in as, like, I don't know, 680. Right, and he'll have a score of 4,000, let's say. All right, so now he's in there. Now I'm turn around and do a get and hit send, right? So all this is, I'm doing all this, the gets and the posts were all just simply against this high score data. So now I can hit send, and now I get all my data back, basically in the same order that I put it in. So 999, 200, 1,000, 2,500, and 4,000. Go back over here, hit refresh in my portal, and I'll have the same data, right? So kid has 999, Bo is 1,000, Michael 200, Alf 4,000, Luke 2,500. So that's how you talk to Azure Mobile Services using REST. Now, the other thing I want to point out here is this is not the only way you can talk to Azure Mobile Services. It's all we're going to do in this talk today. It's all we have time for. But if you're just getting started out and you're, let's say you're working on a an iOS app, or you're working on a, you know, Android app, or something else, or even a Windows app, what you might want to do is actually grab the SDK. And so right here we can say, okay, well, I'm working on iOS. I want to create a new iOS app. And instead of using Objective-C, I want to use Swift, right? So what this does is this says, okay, well, I already know what your keys are for this guy. I already have all the settings for global leaderboard. And when you download this code, it's specific code for this instance of this. And to get started, that's a fantastic way to go. But I'm wanting to show off, because a little bit different is going the REST route. And so that's why I'm doing this. But by all means, if you're trying to do this on a native, you know, iOS app or an Android app or a Windows app, what you'll want to do most likely is go and grab the actual project from here, whether you're creating a new one or you can just kind of download a code for an existing one. Okay. And there's lots of tutorials and stuff online for that. So I don't want to spend time on that when that's pretty easy to find. So if this looks like a tool you'd want to use, then by all means, take a look online for those things and see how you can get started with that. But at this point, we've been using REST and doing, you know, gets and posts on our actual high score data table, passing in JSON and getting back JSON. Now, the other thing I can do is I can actually come in here, and first of all, let me actually go here and go to my data, go to permissions, and instead of letting everybody do this now, I'm going to change it to anybody with an application key. Okay, so at this point now it's anybody with an application key. So if you don't have an application key, we'll get a 401 unauthorized. All right, so that is finished. We can go back over here, and I'm going to just try to do another get, right? So I'm doing high score data, and I'm doing get. I hit send, and what we're going to get is a 401 unauthorized. So again, since I just changed the permissions, it has to kind of rebuild itself, so it's going to take a second for this first time. But as soon as it gets rebuilt, it's going to turn back and send me a 401 of, hey, I'm unauthorized. Okay, so what I have to do, since I set my permissions to anybody with the application key, what I need to do is actually, let me get back here to my dashboard, go to manage keys, and I can copy that guy. Come back over here, I'm going to add in another preset. This is my Zumo preset. Okay, so now I have an X Zumo application. Zumo, it was actually the code name for Azure Mobile Services, right? So the ZU is like for Azure, inside of Azure, so A-Z-U-R-E. So the ZU is from Azure, and then the MO is for mobile. So Zumo is what they called this, you know, back in whatever, 2012, when they first came out with this. And so as a result, this X Zumo application header stuck. And so if you want to actually access this by the key, we have to have this header in place, and then we just pass in the key. So now when I do a get, instead of getting this unauthorized, it'll give me the data, right? So now I have all my data because I have the right key. Okay, since I have that key in memory, I'm actually going to go over here to my high score service real quick. Paste that in. And while I'm in here, I'm also going to change this to global leaderboard, because that's what we're talking to. We'll get back to this code here in just a little bit. But since I had that in memory, I just want to go ahead and paste that into the code I'll be working with here in a second. So at this point, we have created the service. We have created, obviously, the table associated with it and the columns. We've been able to insert data. We've been able to get data back. We've even been able to restrict some of the permissions by adding in this access key. Okay. Next thing I want to do is update some data, okay? So using REST, the way you would do that is you have either a put or a patch. So a get is like a read, post is an insert, right? So we've used both of those. And then you have a put or a patch, which is for updates. And then finally you have a delete, which would actually delete the stuff. And the rest of these are not used in Azure Mobile Services. There's other options for some of them, but for our purposes today, they're not used. In fact, put is not used in Azure Mobile Services, only patch. And different frameworks that utilize REST will do things differently for put and patch. Some will use them identically. Some will have a little bit different feature sets, like put requires all the data. Patch only requires what you're trying to change. The way Azure Mobile Services works is they don't even support put, and so they only support patch. And with patch, you only send the data that you want to update. You can send more data, but it'll update whatever you send. And the way that works is, so we're going to come down here and say patch. We're going to find, we'll find Luke. Okay, we're going to grab Luke here. So his ID, and he has 2,500 points currently. So I'm going to come up here and just add onto the URL his ID, right? So we have high score data, but now instead of just getting all, I want to update his. And in fact, before I even update it, I could just say get his ID. And that way I would just get his thing. How about that? Yeah. So before, nicely done. That's why I wanted to change it into the key right away, because I figured I might have a few people that would hit it. I'm surprised I got this far before that happened. We'll log in again to that guy. So what happened here, just in case folks aren't clear, somebody did an insert passing in the test, passing in like a test key. And in fact, I'm going to take this off screen real quick just because I have no idea what I'm going to see. So give me 1 second while I look at the data and clean up anything I need to. All right, nope. Fortunately, it's all good. So here we go. So all we have is we had somebody come in and actually pass in a test key with a test value, which is totally fine. So what that did is it shoved in this record with that column. So I'm going to hit a delete record just because my code in the future, it won't like that. It's not going to expect the test key to be there. So I'm going to let that delete. When that's done, I'm then going to go in here to my columns. And I'm going to delete that column name test key. Okay. All right. So now at that time, I'm going to go back here to browse. And again, we see all of our existing data, Luke and everybody else. I can go, move him back up here. I can go back here. I'm going to do a get again. Send, and we'll see that we have the ID, player name Luke, and score of 2,500. Okay, so what I can do is I turn around and do a patch against this data, and again, since I'm passing his ID up here, I don't need to send it again. I could, it's not going to hurt anything. Oops, hope I was in the right spot. All right, so I need to go to raw here. Sorry, so I'm going to copy what it sent me before and paste it in here to the data that I want to send to it, okay? I'm not going to modify the ID. I'm not going to modify his name. I could. I'm going to change his score to 2,700, okay? So right now he has a score of 2,500. I'm going to do a patch, and I'm going to send a score of 2,700. So I'm going to hit send, and now I have a score of 2,700 with him. And I turn around and do a get, and you see he has a 2,700. Go back here, do a refresh. And his 2,500 down here will change to 2,700. All right. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm actually going to create a brand new person. So I'm just going to delete this ID and copy this, go to raw, push this in here. And just so I can know what it is, I'm typing like 111, say delete me, with a score of 100, okay? And it's a post, no ID on the end, okay? And I'm giving it to the entire record. I'm going to hit send, and now I have that data. So I can go back over here, hit refresh, and now I see a delete me in there, okay? And the reason why I want to do that is because I do actually want to delete that record, and I want it to have something in there. To delete. So I'm going to go over here, and instead of doing a post, I'm going to do a delete. I'm going to grab that ID that I'm deleting. I'm going to clear out my raw data here because I'm not actually going to send anything for the delete. It doesn't need a body. Okay, so I'm going to delete that 111. So it's going to actually delete this delete me, and change this down here to text just to see what we get back, because it should be no data. And I'm going to hit send. When I send this, okay, so it changed it back to JSON, which is fine. That's just REST saying, hey, the REST client here, this postman saying, I didn't get any data back, so I can't transform it into JSON, because the delete function returns no content. So instead of just returning a 200 okay, it actually returns a 204 no content, which is fine because it deleted. That means it actually worked. Okay, so if we go back over here, remember we have delete me up here. I hit refresh, and delete me is going to be gone now. Okay, so now delete me is out of the way. All right, so we've seen how to do, you know, gets, posts, patches, and deletes, but this is all fine and dandy as long as we can modify our HTTP methods, right? Our actual verbs here. As long as we can use true REST and do that, then we're fine. Unfortunately, some clients out there don't allow that. For example, Unity 3D, that we'll be looking at here in just a second, only has the ability to do a GET and an ability to do a POST. It doesn't have the ability to do a patch or a delete. And it doesn't have the ability to send header information unless you're doing a post. So if you're doing a GET, you can't send any header information. So for Unity, in order for us to use Azure Mobile Services or any REST client, we have to do something kind of special. And so what that is this HTTP method override. Okay, so this XHTTP method override is pretty common in a lot of different frameworks out there, a lot of different servers, and the Azure Mobile Services honors this as well. So what this allows us to do is change our actual verb up here to a post. So we always do a post, but it doesn't matter that the server gets a post, and usually, you know, saying, oh, I'm a post, that means I must do an insert. What we're going to tell it is, no, ignore whatever I called you as, and use this verb instead. Okay, so I'm come back down here, and I'm going to delete this ID. I'm going to do a post, but instead of doing an actual post, I'm going to do a GET. Okay, so my header, my method here is actually a post, but I'm going to have a header while I'm overriding that to a GET. And you can see, let's see, what do I? Oh. My bad. So when you're doing a post, though, you do have to post some data, right? So I want to post an empty object, okay? So I'm going to do a post of this empty object, but it's going to ignore it because when Azure actually gets it, it's going to turn around and do a get, okay? So I'm going to hit send, and now we see I get all of my data back, okay? So next, I'm going to turn around and grab one of these guys. Like, I guess I'll grab Luke again. And actually, you know, I'm going to grab Bo. I'm going to grab Bo Duke, and I'm going to change his name. I'm going to turn around and call Patch. And instead of being Bo Duke, I'm going to change his name to just Bo. Okay? So even though I'm doing a post here, I'm overriding it with a patch. I'm looking explicitly for his ID, which, again, for is Bo's right here, 456. And hit send. And now we have Bo with his name. Okay? And that worked. Even though I'm doing a post, it worked with a patch because it allowed this method override. We go back over here, hit refresh, we'll see Bo Duke is now Bo. Oh, how about that? So I just totally messed that up because I did it off of memory instead of paying attention to what I was doing. So what I did was I typed in name instead of player name. So let's do that again. First of all, I'm gonna do player name and hit send. Now I can come back over here, hit refresh, and now Bo Duke is going to change to Bo, but of course my name is still sitting here. Okay, so I'm going to go to my columns and delete that name real quick just to make sure I don't run into any problems later, because I don't really want him out there. But that does actually prove a point, just kind of like the test record that we saw earlier, that test value. What that shows is this is dynamic. Like we can go and add as many columns as we want to throughout. Okay, so if we're trying to do something on the fly, we can actually do that without any problems whatsoever. All right, so I'm gonna turn around and do a get here, get all this data, and then after this, make sure that we don't have any regular names in there, and we don't. So we're all good here. Now I'm gonna switch over to Unity. Okay, and we're going to see what I had to do in Unity in order to override those methods, and again, get in this data like I need it. So this Unity game, if that's what you want to call it, really isn't a game at all. All it's doing is it has a start screen, this menu screen, and then when you hit start, it's going to actually load up the game. And this is the game. Super exciting, I know. Hold your excitement. It's just crazy. But we have a score up here, and it gets updated by me clicking this button. So it's a super hard game. I have to click this button, and it adds 100 to my score, and it'll show up here. And if for whatever reason I want to subtract my score, I can. And then when I hit end game, it takes me back to the menu. The way the logic works is if I hit this high scores screen, that will go to my highest scores, in which case here it's going to populate in this area the top five high scores in the service. Okay. Now, so it's actually going to call out to Azure Mobile Services saying, hey, give me all the data in that high score data table, basically, or give me the top five. When I'm playing the game and I hit end game, that's going to call that service as well and say, do a post, basically. And it's going to check, see if the player's already there, and it's going to update the code. So we're going to take a look at that right now. So let me go ahead, go to menu, hit play, and if I typed in my URL correctly and pasted in that key earlier, then this should work. If I didn't, then we'll get an error here. But I just hit get high scores, and looks like I messed up something here. So let's take a look at my high score data is right. My column names, make sure that's all good. ID, player name, and score. So I'm going to go here to my code, take a look at my high score data, and we see our class name is high score data. This is going to be our C# object that we want to serialize and deserialize. Okay, so I have player name and score here. When I go to my high score service, again, this is global leaderboard. Is that what that's called? Is it leaderboard? Assuming, yeah, global leaderboard. Just to make sure I have that exactly right. Let's go here. Oh, actually, I'll just grab it from this guy. Adam. Okay. Don't think I need that extra slash on the end. And I got my key in there. It's the same key. Yep, it's that guy. Okay. So let me jump into my my code here. What's complaining about? Which one? Oh, that's the problem. Okay, my problem is my data. I ended up just by typing it by hand. I put in some data that was bad, so it's complaining about my GUID. So obviously, when I typed in a GUID, I didn't actually type in a good GUID. So we will fix that. In fact, it looks like probably all of them are off. So, real quick, I'm going to actually generate a GUID and modify this real quick. So, all right, let me bring this up here. Sorry. So I'm just going to grab that GUID just because. All right. So we go back over to this guy. Apologize for this. I should have copied what I had earlier instead of trying to do it by hand, but I did not. So, all right, we're going to, sorry, I want to paste this into my clipboard over here. All right, so I'm going to go grab Kit to begin with and do a patch raw ID and hit send. All right, so now he is done. I think what I'm going to do, just to be quick here. Nope, that's not going to work. And it's a shame that I messed up the actual GUID, right? Because it's going to take me just a minute to actually get to get all these GUIDs updated here. So let me, you know what? What I'm going to do, I think, be quicker, is I'm going to come in here and actually delete. I'm not sure what, I mean, it looks like it's the same GUID. So I'm not sure what the deal is, but I'm going to go and delete these real quick. So I think Kit's fine. Okay, so just to make sure that I actually fix the problem with the data. No. Cannot convert from stream to system GUID. Unbelievable. Okay, well, let us attach and debug, shall we? This was not the part of the plan, but it's okay. We'll work through it here, and we got just about 8 more minutes before we need to jump into questions. And I'm going to show you this code as a step through it anyway. And all this code is going to be available. Obviously, we have to actually get the values right in there. But okay, so that's attached. I'm going to hit just play again and hit high scores. Well, I'm not stopping this out of the code here. So where's my JSON deserializer? Find that. Okay. Deserializer. All right. Let's see what our data actually looks like. Like, GUID's having a hard time. So here's our data. Our data is coming back with, should be a GUID. I mean, it looks, well, so I didn't actually update my GUID. I guess that's my problem. I didn't actually update my GUID somehow, did I? When I was doing the GET, it actually kept my old GUID. So I guess when I updated that, I must not have patched it correctly, or I think I did a GET. What's the problem? That's the problem. Okay. So let me copy here. Go up here to this guy, and too many moving parts. All right, I'll get this done. So you gotta love coding on the fly, right? All right, so now I'm doing a patch. Might as well call this back to post and do send. ID and body did not match the URL. Okay, so I can't do that. That makes sense. So you cannot actually update the ID, which actually makes sense. That's what it's using it for. So turn around, let me get. Grab all this, put it out into a clipboard here real quick. And then I'm going to turn around and do a post with my raw data, paste that in. But this time I'm going to grab my real GUID. There we go. So I think I forgot a 4. I should have had 3 4s and I didn't. All right, so there's that. Now I go back in here to this. I'll just stop that. Go back into Unity. Stop that. Come back in. Hit high scores, and this time it still didn't load. Now I'm super confused, actually, because I was totally expecting that to work. Okay, let's take a look. I'm doing a GET on high score data. Okay, we have 2 kits. I didn't delete my old kit. That makes sense. All right. Sorry. So refresh this, and I'm just going to delete the kit, dev kit from there, hit OK, and now we should be golden. All right. like what, the 50th time's the charm or something like that. I think I heard that once. All right, so we have high scores, and there we go. Hey, there's Kit. I expect a bunch of applause on your end that I cannot hear. Yes, life is good. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to start the game. Well, in fact, I'm going to quickly show you where this player info is. So I have a get player info here where I just have hard-coded my GUID and my name. I'm going to turn around and just real quick do like, you know, Luke 123 and give him a score of 100, or we'll do 200 for him. Okay. And hit F5 here. And what that's going to do, oh, sorry, I didn't mean F5 there. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to run it here. Now when I go and actually hit start and, you know, save game, doesn't even matter. It's not using my score here. It's using what I just hard-coded in. So now when I go here, I'm going to have Luke at 200. Okay? So I can go back to my code and do the one more thing, put Alf in there and give him like a score of 1,000 or something of that nature. Okay? And 45, run that. And this is proven that this is actually updating data through Unity. And I'll show you the code here, and we'll be done in the next 3 minutes. All right. So now we have Luke and Kit. And is that who I modified last? And Alf. Okay. So running that, let me just save it. Hit start. And start. Doesn't matter, in game, high scores. All right, there's Alf. So now I'm going to come back and actually modify my code the way it was before, which was just my name, Chad, with the score that I actually got. Okay? So we can see that. I don't know why I keep running it there. Old habits die hard. Go back to Unity. Hit play. Hit high scores. We see Kit 999. Alpha has 1,000. Luke has 200. Hit back. Hit start. I'm going to add 1 to my 100, my whole score, in game. Go to high scores. Now I'm in there with 100. I can go back. Start. You know, add 300. In game. Go back. And now I'm above Luke. Okay? So the way that works inside Unity, and this is what we'll wrap up with. And so, Kevin, you start getting some questions together. There's been any questions at this point. But how this works, and I have all the code. I'm going to give you a link so you can go grab all this code and look at it. But the way this works is we have a high score service file. It has a URL to our leaderboard. It has our key. It then keeps track of our scores. When we do a get scores, it says, do we want a force retrieve, right? So this is just me simply clearing out that scores value. So the scores that I'm holding on to in memory, it might be that in my game or whatever, I don't actually want to go out and talk to Azure Mobile Services every single time. Maybe I want to cache it. And so if I want to cache it, then, you know, I just use the scores that I had before. Otherwise, I can pass in false or true to this force retrieve, in which case it will actually clear out the scores and re-get this stuff. So when it does this, I'm passing in that XZoomo application again with the key that we have. The content type and the accept is both application JSON, and my method override is a get. Now, this is why I hadn't showed. I did want to point this out real quick. What this does, this is basically an OData string that lets us sort and even do some filtering. So this is just the standard OData, and so we're going to order by some value, which in this case it is score, and we're ordering by score descending, right? So this %20 is just URL encoded space, and we're doing a top of 5. So I'm saying don't give me any more than 5. So right now I only have like what four people in there. I can turn around, change this to a 2, and let's go ahead and change it just from score descending to score, right? So by default it'd be ascending. So I'm going to get all my scores, but I'm only get the top 2 scores, or the lowest 2 scores really. So I come over here and start, and now when I hit high scores, you'll see that it's showing the lowest 2, Luke and myself, sorted in that order. Okay, so that's OData and how you do that. That's using our URL above, we're going to get. And then again, remember that error that I showed you in Postman where I had actually put in the empty object. So I did that. And that's just by an empty JSON object. I have to call this UTF get bytes, which just turns that into a string of bytes. And that's the data we're posting, if you will. And then even though it's going to ignore because we're overriding with the get. And then we have our pass and our headers. And that's how we get the scores. And real quick, we're going to show how we set the scores, and then I will open up to questions, and we'll do a survey thing. So to set the scores, we have the same thing. We're setting up the header information, but this time we're explicitly trying to get a particular ID. So like when I'm playing the game, right now I have a hard-coded to Chad, but you could very easily connect this to an authentication service like Twitter or Facebook. And that's one of the things that Azure Mobile Services allows you to do, is instead of just setting it to everyone or someone with an authorization key, is you can actually say someone with an authentication, in which case that means that I can only update, you know, my stuff. But anyway, this player ID is what we're passing in to get that player's info. And then down here, if the player doesn't exist in the database, you know, then we turn around and do a post. And that post is doing the get bytes on this JSON object. So that JSON object is simply taking the player info that we got, which is my ID, right? So you remember over here with the stuff I was changing. So it's getting this guy right here, the high score data with a GUID, the name, the score. And it's taking that. And then it's doing a JSON serialized to put it into a string. Okay. It's taking that string. It's converting it to a byte array. And then that byte array is what's getting posted here. Okay, so I can do a get. If I'm not in the database, then I do a post, and it's a brand new record. It's in there. Finally, if I am in the system, then I check my score. So based off the high score that it got back versus my score, is my score greater than the score that was in the system? If it is, then I'm doing a patch and overwriting my score. Otherwise, I don't do anything because I didn't beat my previous score, so it's not going to do it. And so that is, that's actually all that we have time for. So with that, I'm going to open it up to the folks who want to talk about a survey and then let Kevin cue up some questions.
Chad, just to quick jump in real quick here. Ladies and gentlemen, this time we are going to take some survey poll questions. If you look to the left-hand view on your screen, we have four of them today. And go ahead, Chad, and continue with questions.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. You ready, Chad?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Our first one is from Brent. He wants to know, when would you use Web API versus Azure Mobile Services?
So if you have experience with Web API and you can do that, then by all means, you know, go that route. It gives you a lot more flexibility using Web API or WCF, really anything out there. But hopefully this showed just how easy it was to get going. And so the main purpose of this is for folks who may not have a lot of server back in experience, or who again just want to like make mobile games, make some client stuff, and don't want to spend their time spinning up a full-fledged, you know, web API, you know, or WCF or anything else, any other kind of, you know, maybe a node service or whatever. But any of those things are totally valid. This is just an easier way for folks to do it. So that's the whole point of it.
Awesome. Let's see. Our next question is, can we restrict adding of new columns dynamically?
Not that I'm aware, but again, usually you're not going to let it be open to everybody. Now, and you know, like I was doing stuff on the fly, so but me shoving that name in there, you know, instead of being player name, you know, I kind of hosed myself doing that. And then of course we had that test value where somebody was testing, and then that's totally cool. But in general, once you write your code, you're not going to be modifying that. If you are, you're going to be kind of debugging it anyway. So you don't have to worry about accidentally, you know, putting in there unless you're the one that's doing it most likely. There could be a way to restrict it, but I've not found it if there is. I did want to mention this link right here, this chd.me/mvpvconf. You go to this link and you'll be able to download the Unity code. I wasn't able to show as much as I wanted to, but I plan on doing a more in-depth dive into this topic on my Dev Game 101 site. I'm going to create a full-fledged course on this. So by all means, go grab that code And if you want to be a part of that course, you can just sign up there on members.devgame101. There's also a survey, like a personal survey for me. So by all means, keep filling out what Microsoft is having here. This is really beneficial. But I personally like a survey to let me know, you know, what I did and what I could do better. So that links for that. What else we got, Kevin?
Actually, you answered it. Where can we get the sample app?
Well, there you go, man. How about that? I'm good now. Okay, that's perfect. What else we got?
That's all. So
okay.
Unless any come in last minute, I don't
have
any.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you all very much for taking your time to watch this. Sorry I ran into a couple of issues there, but hopefully just seeing – sometimes when I'm in presentations, I see things go wrong. It actually helps. I actually get more out of it than everything was perfect anyway, because I can kind of see how the debugging process goes. So hopefully that was beneficial and this was helpful. Again, by all means, if not, or if so, let me know through that survey, if you will. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you all very much. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.